Liturgical Day, Sunday the 4th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus began to speak in the synagogue. Today these prophetic words come true even as you listen. All agreed with him and were lost in wonder, while he kept on speaking of the grace of God. Nevertheless, they asked, "Who is this but Joseph's son?" So he said, "Doubtless you will quote me the saying, 'Doctor, heal yourself. Do here in your own town what they say you did in Capernaum.'" Jesus added, "No prophet is honored in his own country. Truly I say to you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens withheld rain for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over the whole land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow of Zarephath in the country of Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and no one was healed except Naam, the Syrian." On hearing these words, the whole assembly became indignant. They rose up and brought him out of the town to the edge of a hill on which Nazareth is built, intending to throw him down the cliff. But he passed through their midst and went away. Our comment today is by Father Alfonso Riobó from Madrid, Spain. Today, in this fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, our liturgy again shows Jesus speaking at the synagogue at Nazareth. It is in the continuation of last Sunday's Gospel, where Jesus was reading Isaiah's prophecy, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and new sight to the blind, to free the oppressed and announce the Lord's year of mercy." And when Jesus finishes the reading, he avows, "Today these prophetic words come true even as you listen." The Gospel points out that they were lost in wonder while his lips spoke of grace. Jesus was well known by the assembly, Jesus having spent his infancy and youth in Nazareth, but that did not help their accepting him as a prophet. Nathanael said in this respect, "Can there be any good come out of Nazareth?" Jesus reproaches them for their skepticism and reminds them that no prophet is honored in his own country. And he tells them about Elijah and Elisha, who accomplished miracles for foreigners, but not for their fellow citizens. On hearing them, they became very violent. They even tried to throw him off a cliff. As for us, don't we think often enough that God's saving actions should be made more in accordance with our vainglorious criteria? Don't we feel insulted when he makes use of something we considered of little value? We would like a more spectacular God, but this appears to be more like his tempter, Satan, when from the pinnacle told Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, jump off." But Jesus Christ has revealed himself to us as a humble God, the Son of Man, came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Let us imitate him. To save our souls, we need not be like Saint Xavier, patron of the missions. The humble Saint Teresa of the infant Jesus is his companion, as she is also the patron saint of the missions.